become rich and famous, they would have to remain poor little Jewish boys because they had to spend time with the family and with their God. But nevertheless, they became obedient and obeyed their parents. And because they were willing to be obedient, God blessed them. Because one day, when they were reading God's word, and they were reading the story about Moses and how Moses' mother saved his life by hiding him among the reeds in the Nile River, by putting him in the basket that she made out of straw, and then she covered it with tar and pitch. And because they both had a degree in chemistry, they looked up at each other and said, "Wait a minute. Wherever you find tar and pitch, you find oil." So they decided to take God at his word. Borrowed as much money from their Jewish families and friends as they could, took a boat to Egypt, bought 1,000 acres of worthless desert property at pennies an acre, invested some money in some used drilling equipment, and began to drill. And sure enough, liquid gold. So while the rest of the graduated class was still running around drilling little potholes all over upstate New York, God pinpointed for them exactly where they could find oil. And today we know those families to be of the Amicos, the Texicos, the Sunocos, and whatever other folks.
What's it called?
So I understand wisdom to be knowing what to do with what you know. The will of God comes from the heart of God. And the will of God for his people is not to be foolish, but to be wise. Otherwise, he would never have written the book of Proverbs. Proverbs teaches us not to be just hearers of the word, but also to be doers, so that we could gain God's wisdom. Without God's wisdom living in us, it's impossible for God to lead us to his one and only Son, Jesus Christ the Lord, who is our only hope of glory, our only hope for salvation. When the captivity ended in Babylon, and the exiles returned to Judah, Daniel stayed behind in Babylon. And because Daniel had God's wisdom, and because Daniel had joy in helping others, the king made Daniel overseer of all his magi. The king made him. Who taught the king's sons how to become and act like kings. So Daniel gave them knowledge about his God. And someday he would send his son to be the king of the world. So hundreds of years later, the Magi kept God's word. And when God finally displayed his glory in the heavens, they just weren't hearers of the word. They were also doers of the word. And because they were willing to be doers of the word, God was able to lead them to their Savior. When we read the oldest book in the Bible, book of Job. God gives us knowledge that even Job didn't know when he was going through his trial and his tribulation. He didn't know that this world is God. He knew of the one and true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he didn't know the other God, who is called Jesus, who really isn't God. He just thinks he's God because he's psychotic. And Job didn't know that the devil was operating, that the devil was creating all his problems. Because God never mentioned the devil to Job. And through Job, God was showing us that God's priority for man is not personal prosperity, but spiritual integrity. So now that we have knowledge of the one who is trying to destroy us, what do we do? Who do we go? We go to God's Word to receive wisdom. Well, let's all turn now to Proverbs chapter 4. And I'll read verses 20 through 23. And let's hear the wisdom of our Heavenly Father. I like the New Living Translation, which I'll read to you in a minute. But right now I'm going to be reading our somebody volunteer to stand up and read 20 through 23. Thank you.
I send you the Father's commandment that will receive you much better. And forsake not your mother's teaching. Write them on your heart always. Hide them from your heart. When you walk, you will be lock down, you will watch over you. When you wake, they will talk to you. The commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light. And the wisdom, a discipline, a lamp.
Thank you. The New Living Translation reads like this. And I'm just going to read verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart. For it affects everything you do. When we believe a lie, Satan goes to work in our heart. And he uses people, places, and things to harden our heart. But when we believe the truth, then the Holy Spirit goes to work in our heart. Using the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ at once. To bring down the walls of hostility in our heart. So our Father's wisdom is telling his Son of faithful. Guard your heart. Guard your heart from what? The world, the flesh, and the devil. Because the world, the flesh, and the devil are learning to kiss the devil. That means we're all perishing. And no good thing comes out of the earth. That's why God warns his children who aren't sure. In Acts 17, 11. Don't you dare believe one word that God is telling you, or any other flesh who's telling you, without checking it out with the Word of God first. Make sure that I'm on the same page as God. Because if you don't know what truth is, you're never going to know what error is. And without God's truth, you cannot have God's word. It's impossible. Because you can't have one without the other. Believers today still have to fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. Even though we don't fight against flesh and blood, like we learned when we did Ephesians 6:12, we still have to live and work with people that the devil uses to create problems for us. Because their first priority is not God's spiritual integrity, but his personal prosperity, personal immorality, personal greed. There are times when the unsaved irritate us. Even make us angry. Especially around election time. But God commands us to love the law, to praise the Lord for our prayers. Because our Lord went through a lot of trouble, a lot of pain. With an easy pour out his blessings upon us. Whosoever can take God and pray. So that we can be the blessing for others. And if God's church, the ecclesia, made up of both born again Jews and born again Gentiles, born again men, and born again women. If God's children refuse to love and pray for those who are perishing, then who will? The world, the flesh, and the devil? I don't think so. So once again, Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We got two questions today. How is the heart supposed to be the wellspring of life? That's the first one. And the second one, do obeying God's commandments guarantee good health and prosperity? And number three, can we get to it? What keeps you from being a heart that seeks?
Well, thank you. Thank you.